I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com.
Welcome back to Speaking Millennial. I'm Bill Spadia. Follow me on Twitter at Bill Spadia. Actually, follow me on Instagram as well. Do I say at Bill Spadia there, or is it just my name? At, you say, yeah. Is it at?
I think so.
Anyway, I'm here with my co-hosts, Jessica Nutt and Jay Black. Follow Jessica at Chasing Jess Nutt. And you know where to find Jay. Find him here.
Usually in a gutter.
Jay, you turned off the air conditioning.
Right.
Is it too loud?
I just got a tweet about the air conditioning.
Why?
Like, I don't know, just
someone's
now.
Someone's tweeting about it?
All right, yeah. Someone said.
What did they say?
I'll let you read this because it's kind of confusing.
All right. This is on Twitter.
It is so nice when this is on in
here,
though.
You know what's funny? All right, so Jillian, we have a guest here. Jillian Messina is here from the Toms River Police Department.
Hi, Jillian.
Hi. Yeah,
I want to say you're the community affairs director, coordinator, or how do I title you?
Community affairs.
Community affairs. All right. So, yeah. Jillian, Jessica gave you homework, even though you didn't realize it was homework when it happened. And
yeah.
It was to watch Rick and Morty.
Not Ren and Stimpy.
Not Ren and Stimpy, which I keep calling it. So we're going to get to that in a second. But I want to read this tweet. This is from at Lil Rodney Danger. And he or she, it's a dog, I'm assuming. I don't know if it's a man or a woman. But anyway, asking me, did at Chasing Just Nut ask the air conditioner about its threat to life being worse than ISIS, according to John Kerry? All right, so clearly a global warming topic, which we're not going to get into fully. However, I do want to point out the reason that tweet is actually current is on the show this morning. We should probably turn the air off, right? Because it is louder than I thought.
Well, so I will tweet the person and say, listen to the podcast. We'll explain.
Sure. Yes, say that. Say, all explained on Speaking Millennial. Here's what happened. Eric Scott is our news director in studio with me.
And I call him Ray of Sunshine.
He is a ray of sunshine.
Is that because he has red hair?
Yeah. And also,
does he or is he blonde?
If you stand too close to him, you could get sunburned.
So the joke around the studio, Jillian, is that Eric is a little bit particular about his chair and his microphone.
Is that who I sat in his seat the other day?
Yes, and did you hear? Did you feel? Did you feel the glaze? The glare? I'm thinking about donuts now.
The glare from the sun.
I think I'm hungry.
Yeah. If he was glazing people,
that would really be bad.
That's like Harvey Weinstein level.
This is the challenge of recording a podcast on Friday late afternoon.
We are discovering that now. This is our first Friday afternoon.
I could be punchy. So anyway, I brought up the fact that he had left the room. He called out sick midway through the broadcast. And we were talking about Eric, and I said, you know, yeah, he just went home.
Oh my God.
He's like, I'm not feeling well. And he's like, I'm going to the bullpen. So Patrick Lavery came in. Incidentally, Patrick Lavery has acted on Broadway, is a millennial, and should be on the podcast.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
He is great. So let's book him for the next time. So I'm all over the place. I said to Patrick, we talked about Eric, and I said something about robots, something I said, we do have some insight into Eric Scott because Jessica interviewed one of our portable air conditioners. And the air conditioner sounded a little bit like Jay Black. Jay, you'd have been shocked how much the air conditioner sounded like.
It was incredible.
Jay was there for the interview.
I was there for the interview.
Oh, you were there.
Yeah, I saw it happen.
You tell? Because your own voice sounds different to you.
Yeah, no, I could tell.
Because when I heard it back, like it really sounds like you.
I could tell that we were different because the air conditioner was super cool.
Oh, wow, that's one of the reasons.
That's right. I'm a little dorky.
So anyway, the air conditioner had a lot of insight into Eric Scott's past. Like they had interacted years before.
They came off the same assembly line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, how did I get on that?
Is Jillian still on the phone?
I'm still here.
Sorry, Jillian. Wait. Did that happen because of the tweet?
You are punchy on Fridays.
I'm punchy.
Yeah. So what happened on the radio show about global warming?
Oh, thank you. So it wasn't global warming. It was the whole conversation was about the air conditioner. Mm-hmm. And I said, we interviewed the air conditioner. And I said, Jessica interviewed the air. So this Twitter user is tweeting asking if you got political with the air conditioner.
So the answer is no. I'm willing to go there, Bill. Lay it on
me. More office politics.
More office politics, yes. But I think you should tell her just, or he. It's got to be a girl, right? Guys don't have puppy pictures as their
Guys who are trying to get girls do.
They shouldn't if they do.
Do you agree, Jillian? Like, I don't think any guy, no self-respecting man should have a puppy picture as their...
It is a cute puppy, too.
Unless they're, like, nice single puppy. And trying to attract girls to go, aww.
Do you think a girl would be attracted to that, or would you be like, hey, weirdo?
I'd say, hey, weirdo.
Jessica? But.
I don't know. It's actually kind of cute. It's a really cute puppy.
Yeah. Is this like the equivalent, the social media equivalent of the puppy in the park?
Yeah, exactly. Here's the problem with all of that like BS that guys do is that everyone knows it's BS, but it still works. So that's
Why does that work?
Because it's disarming. It's disarming to see a cute little puppy. You go, oh, that's a bunch of BS, but I want to rub it and give it a kiss.
We just watched this happen. Yeah. This just happened in real time. Jessica's like, yeah, maybe weird. I don't know. Cute puppy.
Yeah, it's, exactly.
Right? I hate guys
who are always flaunting their wealth. And why are you with someone with a $45,000 Rolex? Well, but he's different. How? I don't know. Shut up. I just want to be with him. I mean, it's just everybody is exactly who they are.
So Jillian, I have to ask you. First of all, thank you for coming on. You're always a great guest on the radio, and we thought you'd be perfect for the podcast. And Jessica gave you homework, although you didn't know it was homework. She just dropped this suggestion that you watch Rick and Morty. So here's what happened. Jay Black loves Rick and Morty and encouraged both Jessica and I to watch it. Now, Jessica had already watched one episode.
Well, the first time I tried to watch it, it was a while ago when you first started getting on the whole Rick and Morty train.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I fell asleep.
Did you watch it again, though? It sounds like you watched it again.
Like a day or two ago, I came home and I put on whatever episode I could watch on demand. On demand. So I watched like the first episode of season three, which was all about, I didn't even know, the sauce.
Oh, the Szechuan sauce.
Yes.
That's Rick's escape.
Well, wait, was it better?
Does it keep mentioning the sauce throughout the rest of the season?
No, just in that episode, the Rick Shank Redemption, episode one, season three, Rick Shank Redemption.
Yeah, so I watched that.
He like noses Rick and Morty, huh?
Jillian, isn't this a little frightening? So
You know what? I just realized I'm the opposite of a puppy picture.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm like every single signal.
Middle-aged Rick and Morty fan.
Every signal I send out hey, is honey. Stay away.
So, all right, so the question is, first to Jessica, you did not fall asleep, you watched it.
Yes.
Was it any better?
No.
No, right? Does the old man still have the throw up on him?
Like, you could actually, there are a bunch of Ricks, and you can identify the one that's him by the throw up stains. Is that?
Well, there's.
Because they're in different universes.
There's an infinite number of Ricks across the multiverse, yes.
So, Jillian, before Jay gets all philosophical, which is happening soon, which episode did you watch?
I have a confession. Mm-hmm. I was listening to you guys the other day, and you said something. I think Chris Weidman said you have to watch episode 8. So I went and I Googled episode 8.
Wait, episode 8 in season 1?
I believe so. It was the one with the ants in the eyes.
Oh, that's, you're talking about the interdimensional cable from season 1, episode 8. Yes.
That's the one. I got 6 minutes and 12 seconds in and just thought I'm getting stupider by the moment and I had to stop.
No, it's not working.
Now, here's the thing, though. It's the number one show among millennials. So
someone is watching this, clearly.
Jessica is a millennial.
I'm not an outlier.
It's like the people that cannot believe Trump got elected. Like, someone is voting for him.
Right. Well, I don't think so. Yeah.
Click Farms in Russia are taking care of it.
I'm sure that's exactly what happened, Jay. I'm sure that's exactly. You've solved it. It was Facebook ads sponsored by the Russian government. That's right. That's what did it. But here's the difference. Rick and Morty's terrible.
It is not terrible.
It's terrible. I'm with Bill.
All right. So, Jillian, what did you not like about it? Because I have a thing with throw up. And this was my biggest challenge as a parent.
Mm-hmm. When God.
Seriously, it's gross. Like, kids throw up. And then if they throw up in the car, then you got to clean it. And I'm not squeamish. I don't mind squashing bugs. I don't mind gross foods.
There's something different about that.
There's something different about food that was digested hours before landing on your car floor.
Okay, so maybe this
And I can't get past Rick, the scientist guy.
He's not throwing up. It's spittle.
It's spittle. It's green. It's disgusting.
It's from drinking. He drinks all the time.
It's his alcoholism.
It doesn't matter. It's coming back. It's being regurgitated.
Throw up, and it was still bad.
It's bile.
It's nasty.
It's not.
And it's a cartoon, and it's like one dimensional. It's just what. Like, and I can't. It's horrible.
So okay. I don't have that throw up thing. I have a poop thing. I don't like poop.
You clearly like poop. You sent out a video on poop.
Yeah, well, it wasn't me pooping. It was me talking about poop. You know, I don't like actual real poop. I like discussions around poop. But, you know, in my
Jillian,
family-
I'm sorry. We probably should have told you the general gist of the
podcast. I feel
podcast.
Like she knew what she was getting into.
Probably.
I had a little bit of an idea, but yeah. This is just par for the course with me. Every conversation.
Excellent.
Jessica, are you Mia Bialik victim blaming right now? Did she know what she was getting into when she walked into this podcast?
Victim blaming.
Hashtag victim shame. Hashtag feminism.
Anyway, back to Rick and Morty.
Hey, real fast. I gotta say this real fast. If you know that hashtag going around, hashtag me too.
Yes.
Like with the harassment. Somebody pointed out that, you know, you might be too young to remember this, Jessica, but in Bill and my day, the hashtag was not the hashtag. It was the pound.
Pound sign.
So
Wow.
I mean, I'm just saying, be careful.
Wow. Yeah,
I saw that and it's like, whoa, hey, you know, back up. I thought this is what you didn't want.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the pound sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
So hashtag me too takes on a different context for those of us over 40.
Good diversion. Interesting. I'm going to digest that
Well,
one.
Now, because I'm sure it's not going to be dead this week.
No.
What?
Have people been memeing this on Twitter?
No, I saw it on Reddit that, you know, I'm not on Twitter, but I
are
saw
you on Facebook?
No.
Jillian, what are you on? You're Twitter. Jillian's great on Twitter.
I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. But I honestly, Bill, I have a confession. I really don't understand Twitter. I try. I do what I can do. But I'm not as big on Twitter as I am with Facebook and Instagram.
Jessica, can you help her?
I mean, I can help her, but I don't know if I can help her over the phone. She has to come in here.
Yeah, you're going to have to come in next time.
I'll explain it to you. It's like Facebook without the nuance. So if you're tired of people writing stuff on Facebook and you're like, wow, this is such a reasoned, well-honed argument. Is there a way that I can get
said
this?
Said no one ever about anything on Facebook.
Right. And so somebody said.
I have to say, my whole family is like anti-Facebook. And
why?
I keep saying to them, you have to babysit it. I liken Facebook to Pandora Radio. And if you like the song, you put a thumbs up. If you don't like the song, you put a thumbs down. And then you get more of what you like. Mm-hmm. So with Facebook, if you have friends that are annoying or always posting political blah, 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 put a thumbs down. And if you have people that are happy or the Good News Network or America's Funniest Home Videos, stuff that make you smile, then like those. And every time I go on Facebook, it's happy.
That makes sense.
Kind of like
yeah.
What you make of it.
Are you on Facebook? No, you're not on Facebook.
No, my problem with Facebook
is... You don't do any social media.
I didn't know anyone until just now that read Reddit.
Yeah, I'm a Reddit man. I like Reddit.
Because it's like you the most Reddit. Popular website in the world. And I'm like, who goes on there? Like, I don't know one person
do.
That goes on there. And it's just...
Here's you what now I, do.
I'll tell
That's
you my,
how I feel about LinkedIn.
I love LinkedIn.
Yeah,
I'm on it, but I don't... It's just like a... Till you get a job, and then what
it
do
gets
you
gets ignored.
Go for?
Yeah.
I direct message people on LinkedIn.
Yeah, you're like somebody who's using OkCupid to keep in touch with friends. You know, like there's no reason to direct message somebody.
My MySpace account, is that it?
Well, I'll tell you my problem with Facebook. Like, remember in all the old TV shows, it'd be like, "Hey, oh no, my aunt's coming over. She brought her slideshow of her trip to Puerto Rico. I got to sit through. How do I get out of sitting through this crap? This is awful." But now somebody was like, well, that's all Facebook is. It's that thing that you hated 20 years ago, delivered to you in a constant stream always.
Jay, are you old enough for home movies?
Yeah, I remember.
Reel-to-reel home movies?
I'm old enough to remember seeing them.
There's no way Jessica has any idea what that is.
No, like an 8mm home movie.
And when it ended, it was...
Yeah, right. No.
I remember getting those in class. I remember
Jillian, you're not old enough for that, but you know what I'm talking about.
I totally know what you're talking about, and I have watched them a lot with our family, because I have a...
Oh, my God. Do you do slideshows when you come back from vacation?
Do we do slideshows now?
Is that a thing?
I don't take pictures. I try to live in the moment.
It was a thing before
remember
Facebook
the disc, the
gave
whole
you... Yeah,
oh, that's
the
true.
Carousel
so.
From Mad Men. Yeah.
You would get your... the carousel. Yeah. You would get your pictures developed at a place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And you could get them ordered as slides.
Yeah, and you'd bring to torture your friends with.
Click, click, horrible.
And it would be like, come over to... People would say, come over to my house, we're going to show you slides from my trip to Hawaii. And everybody go, oh, no, I'm sick. And if you weren't sick, you would find a kid with measles and have them breathe on you so you wouldn't have to go to this thing. And now, it's constantly
people
being...
People were doing it. People did it.
People did that.
This is what they did.
Yeah, people would find something. Oh, yeah, polio, could you rub that on me so I don't have to go to this... Stupid, but now it's Facebook is that, but you can't get away from it.
But I don't put anything personal on social media. That's not true. Really, once in a while with Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Same way, though.
Right?
I can't go through my Facebook without like a wedding, an engagement, a wedding, and a wedding, and a baby. Yeah.
And you know,
right, but it's boring. Like nobody really cares.
And here's the problem with it too is that, and they've done a lot of studies on this. It's everybody's cultivating their lifestyle. So what happens is it's just like, remember when you were in high school?
It's very deep today.
You would look around and you go, everybody's happy but me. I'm the jerk. But if you talk to everybody, you realize nobody's happy except for maybe Spadia, because again, his brain ate itself. But like everybody is miserable.
Generally happy.
Right. So, but most people are generally miserable.
But wait, don't you think that miserable people are posting happy stuff on social
media?
They
cultivate.
They're pretending.
They lie.
Oh, I see.
So
that's
you sit there and you go, everybody's, look at how happy everybody is. They're having their wedding, but they don't post like the conversation they had right before the wedding where they're like, I don't know if I want to do this. That doesn't get posted on Facebook.
I think Jillian's happy.
I'm happy. I'm definitely happy.
Well, yeah, I can tell because you didn't like Rick and Morty. If you were on the dark side with me, you'd love Rick and Morty.
That's so Jessica's also happy. So the happy people hate Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
but I don't hate Facebook. I'm not going to lie. I really don't.
I do. I hate Facebook. You know why? There are no limits. I need boundaries. I need limits. I was very upset about 280 characters being introduced to Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, that's way too many.
You know, did you get the beta tester?
No, I didn't get it. How come I wasn't picked?
I don't know.
I think fake Bill Spadia got it.
Oh, I'll be so mad if my parody account got it and I didn't. What a jerk.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Listen.
Great. This is why Chris said you and I can't text each other.
Right, exactly. Because it'd be too, like all of a sudden it would be a lengthy conversation on
it'd be like 3 hours on how much we need of Rick and Morty.
Yeah, and it's too much.
If Facebook really had algorithms to figure out what we wanted, it would end itself. The AI would go, oh, you know what? I've become self-aware. I know what all humans want. I'm going to kill myself so that nobody has to live with Facebook anymore. People are sucked into this orbit and they can't escape. It's like a black hole.
Black.
What's that?
You're a little harsh.
Yeah, well, you just have Stockholm syndrome. You're sitting there with your
Jillian, it's rough. I think it's the, it's partly Friday, partly Jay just got back from Reno and he's still, have you been to Reno?
And the heat in here.
And it's hot in here.
Yeah, by the way, this is called a cool afternoon in Reno.
Isn't it hard looking at Bill in a suit?
Yeah, it is kind of like...
I am helping both of you keep cool.
It's difficult for
like,
us to look
at. At least I don't have a tie and a jacket on, so therefore I must be cold almost.
It, looking at you right now is like looking at a Victorian era picture of people on a like a picnic.
Listen, I take my profession very seriously.
I sit there like, how come everybody had 46 layers?
This is a very professional podcast.
This is a very professional media enterprise we're building.
But can we get back to Rick and Morty?
When I said, is there going to be a topic? I got no answer. And now I know why.
But it's not like the old cliche about Seinfeld about nothing. It's about something. It's about everything and anything.
Yeah.
I love that.
The problem is I don't have a long attention span.
You know what know what this is?
Right?
This is the podcast equivalent of a fidget spinner.
Who's the NASCAR girl? Danica Patrick.
Danica Patrick, yeah.
Why is she coming up again?
Because you took the ponytail out. So this is how she would wear her hair.
Right.
So if you were a NASCAR driver, you'd have to let your long hair would have to be out of any kind of a contraption.
And I think that would be problematic.
Right? Squirrel.
I think that'd be problematic because as you're driving, your hair would be blown out
the
window.
Well, no, because it would be stuck behind the helmet. Like, and then it's got to have some kind of a seal. I mean, it sits on your head and it's pressing the hair down.
Okay. Well, I mean,
don't
I just
think?
I just feel like it's a danger. I mean, those pit stops, those, that gas is coming in hard. You know, one little
Jillian,
fleck,
are you a NASCAR fan?
I'm not. You should have Chief on. Him and his son are like ridiculous. They know every single person. They love it.
Who?
The police chief.
The chief of the
big
police.
NASCAR.
We should have some more. That's a good idea, actually.
That actually.
He's fantastic. You should totally have him on.
That would make me nervous.
Jay would be too nervous.
No, I'm fine with having a police chief here. I'd just be nervous if I was talking to a cop. You know, just
not the canine.
Yeah,
right.
No, I am drug free. That's why I'm so miserable. But if I was sitting next to a cop and he mentioned how much he liked NASCAR, that would get me nervous. For whatever reason, it feels like
it's an interesting comment.
It feels like NASCAR equals Billy Club. It's like I really like NASCAR. Thump.
In his defense, you haven't met him yet, and you would really like him. I promise.
That's true. I like everybody.
So the reason I keep touching my hair and redoing it so much is because it's full of dry shampoo, because I hate washing my hair.
I don't know what dry shampoo
is. Wait. Your hair is going to be so much healthier for it.
All right. First of all, is that like dry cleaning your
hair?
Yeah.
Right? And I don't understand that. I don't understand dry cleaning. I don't think they do anything.
Out of the base of your hair.
They dust it.
So it's like it's a foam?
It's more like baby powder.
So you rub it in?
You spray it in like hairspray.
And then you
when you bleach your hair, it's like dry, so you really shouldn't be washing it all the time. So you spray dry shampoo in, and it kind of like absorbs oils close to your scalp.
So you do this before work.
I'm just saying. So you do it instead of washing your hair.
Got it.
It's like that's what shower
caps
are for.
I'm just thinking about timing.
You know how girls have shower caps?
I do, and it's always odd that they still have shower caps in hotels. I mean, who uses that?
Like, I figured
you
I
do.
Totally
no.
Them.
Jay does. Do you, Jillian? You dry shampoo as well?
Well, I don't. I do because it's,
I should pay more attention to things.
So now the
because
fact that
if
I've
you
like
don't wash your hair a lot, your body produces. And when you wash your hair too much, it dries out your scalp, so your body sends oil to it, so you get super oily scalp. So if you use dry shampoo, your hair's really not dirty. And it just takes oils out of your scalp, so your hair doesn't look like a grease bed at the top.
See, that is my argument why there is no intelligent design. You know, people are like, God designed us. If God designed that, like, think about how counterintuitive that is.
See what I put up with, Jillian.
But listen to me. It's how come water dries you out? Think about that. Everybody says, you're dry.
It's
your
like
skin?
A great riddle, Jay.
Yeah, your skin is dry. You must have washed your hands too much. What?
Well, it's you dry could say, because though, I wet the it? Body is almost this perfect specimen that can adapt and overcome and figure things out.
Like bullshit, Bill Spadia.
Is that the Wellbutrin talking?
No, it's not the Wellbutrin. If I was designed perfectly, I wouldn't bite the inside of my cheek every time I ate something.
It's exactly why the Wellbutrin's working.
Right. No, that's right.
Here's a question, Bill. Speaking of baby powder, I'm a 40-year-old man now. Do baby powder in your man region?
I use baby powder. That's an interesting
talcum powder.
Why do you?
I just started.
Interesting.
Because I've been working out for the first time, and it's getting a little swampy down there. So I have
to devolve so quickly.
Instead of taking a shower,
can shower.
I shower, but after you shower,
do you shower before you go to the gym?
No, I shower after, like a human. Like
of course, right. I knew a guy that used to shower before he went to the gym.
Yeah,
he would show up at the gym like early in the morning, and I'm like. You're looking pretty awake. He's like, well, I showered.
Yeah, that's...
But you're at the gym.
Yeah, he's probably turning his light switch on and off 45 times before he leaves the house, too. That's a little... That's some OCD.
Some issues with that, too.
But you don't talk after the shower? Talk. Dampen it? You know, because...
You dry yourself, Jay.
Well, I dry myself. Yeah.
Like, there are towels. That's why you use the towels.
So here's what I do.
They come in all different sizes.
I dry myself, and then...
You can wash them after you use it, too.
I thought this has to do with the fact that you're 40 and have babies...
Like No.
I didn't know where he was going with that.
Yeah.
No. I just, when I was younger, there was no swampiness down there. Now there's swampiness going on. So I have to, I towel.
I'm thinking you probably need a class in like how to properly use a towel after you shower.
I dry, then I use the hair dryer to, but you don't want.
For your hair?
No, down in the area.
I wonder
really?
What the yeah. Toms River Chief would have to say about this. Let's
I'm
get him on
he's
here.
Never coming on. I'm thinking
are you willing to admit it?
These issues are very deep.
And then I throw some talc on there.
I feel like that, like
Jay has
you
no filter
from a class. Jay definitely has no filter. Oh, that was the comment about the air conditioner. I said the air conditioner has a filter, but it's only for intake.
Oh, not for out. That's for, yeah. It's right, cute.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
I mean, it's not
back around.
You like that? I still have a follow up question on the dry shampoo. Does it dry? Like, does it go in? Like, I know it's dry, but if it's foam, there
works
must
like,
be.
It works like tack powder.
Powder.
So it's dry on your hands.
Yeah. I have it in my car if you want to see it.
I feel like it's something that I don't know. I'm fascinated by that.
Yeah, I feel like I'm with you. I feel like dry cleaning, you know,
it's like dry cleaning your hair.
I
right?
think they just blow gently onto it.
Yeah. Get the dust off.
And then you look at
that's
it.
That's all they do.
And because none of them really speak English.
They use
English,
an iron. They don't know.
Do you go to, because, listen.
I have my dry cleaner is the best.
Okay.
The best.
What's so great?
Giovanni's.
Giovanni's?
In Montgomery.
Oh.
Sounds fantastic. Irish.
Right? Yeah. My Irish friends. Yeah. No, they're great. They're a family. It's a family business. I got them because I was late to an event and I had a tear in my tux pants.
Oh, that happens all the time.
And I right? went to yeah. four different dry cleaners.
Did you?
And I stopped at this one. I'm like, can you please help me? I need this done. Like, and they fixed it. Boom. That was my dry cleaner.
You know how
so
like,
I go out of my way to this dry cleaner.
You know how like sometimes you'll see like
14 years now
black people. You'll see black people on Twitter doing like hashtag white privilege. I just right there
is that it?
That moment when you were talking about your torn tux pants.
Well, you know, I work for a living, Jay. Oh, sometimes I have to wear a tux.
Oh,
why do you have to work?
Hashtag white
why
privilege.
Why is that white privilege?
I don't know. It just feels like it is.
Wearing tuxes are.
I just feel like someone from Princeton would be telling that story.
Unbelievable.
Like, I feel like
next time you're in studio.
I'm with you. I get it. You have events.
You got things to do.
I feel like you're just heavy sighing with your friends. Oh my God. I couldn't find anyone to repair my tux pants
all right,
in time.
The point of the story.
Yeah, were you really wearing a tux?
The point of the story. Yes, the point of the story
now
is
now I
want to
know where you
were
going.
Well, it was like 10 years ago. I don't remember.
One time I wore a pair of black jeans. That's as close as I've gotten. Yeah.
Oh, the flash shirt is back, I see.
For real?
Yes.
Oh, Jay has one uniform. It's a t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah, I dress like someone who has just gotten homeless.
He stopped combing his hair. He used to comb his hair. We'd come in the morning.
Yeah.
I think you were using some kind of product because your hair was actually
I still
combed
use product,
and kept.
I rolled my windows down. I was trying to get sunshine
is
into
that what
my
it was?
Life.
Oh, yeah. Last time I saw Jay, he was wearing the same thing you were.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, the button-down shirt. And I was
yes,
like,
you were in a
weird.
Button-down shirt. What was that?
Court appearance. No, I'm just joking. Listen.
Am I making you uncomfortable because I work with the police department, Jay?
Not
yes,
at all.
I think that's what's going on here.
I have nothing to hide. I like the cops. I feel like the cops have gotten a bad rap as late because you just want to say to people like, yeah, okay, the cops have more power than you do. That's sort of the way it works. So like when they show up, don't act like an asshole. I don't think that's too difficult. You know, like if someone is there, say, like, I'm always a yes, sir, no, sir kind of person whenever I get pulled over, which I will hopefully be not pulled over as much because I'm not driving a car that would indicate like, hey, pull this guy
oh,
over.
I think the car has something to do with it.
Yeah, you know, for
did
sure.
Did you know they have like classes to teach kids how to be like, yes, sir, no, sir, when a cop approaches
they
their car?
They should. I didn't know they did.
Some schools do it.
Really?
And I think it's a great idea. I know my gym teacher did it without even like asking permission and having a big town hall meeting over whether or not to do it. Like right. We definitely covered.
You didn't go to social media.
Yeah.
Ask the question.
When I was young, they called that parenting.
Yeah.
Wait, did you sure. go to this class?
Well, my gym teacher, that was the topic. Like those were classes he would teach would be like, make sure you damn well turn your radio off when you're being pulled over for a traffic stop.
Jillian, right. Don't you think that's a great idea? I mean, yes, parenting, but
yes, officer, no officer. Don't
parenting.
Call him sir. He's not a sir. Like I definitely had all these classes.
I love this.
Yeah.
Okay, but Phil, you know about the programs that we teach in our local school, and that's part of it. We have one called Hero, and it's helping everyone respect others. And the police officers go in and teach
yeah.
the kids.
That's a good
respect
class
for their teachers, for their elders, for their parents, for the police officers. You know, we actually do incorporate all that.
Yeah, I think it's great.
It is. It's very taken.
I'm
for
guessing.
Granted.
I'm thinking Jessica's never been pulled over.
Probably not.
She's never gotten a ticket.
Right?
You've gotten
Agreed?
Pulled over, but you haven't.
Before you
a
tell
ticket.
Us, I'm saying no tickets. Jillian, what do you think?
Because I don't know. She seems really sweet, and I'm going to say she probably hasn't.
Jay?
She's gotten pulled over, but she hasn't got a ticket because she cried, and they said, you know what, just move along.
I'm sure you can guess what kind of ticket I got.
Not texting and driving.
Absolutely texting and driving.
I forgot. That's right. That's right. Of course. And the tears don't get you out of that.
No. No. But I think tears go a long way when you're like
that was
a pretty
while
young
you were
blonde
chasing.
Girl.
Happened recently.
The worst thing was that you have to go into court to stand in front of the judge and be like,
so they can lecture you.
I'm sorry. Yep.
I have the Apple Play now in the new car that I got from Steve Califer in Flemington Car and Truck Country.
Yeah, nice plug. I like it.
Yeah, but I have the Apple CarPlay, so it just reads me texts. And
really,
do you read them back?
No, and then I reply by like talking. But the problem is, like Siri.
Do you have that?
Well, I mean, I guess you. It's easy to do, but it's just like.
What happens is
too much pressure.
Here's the problem. Here's the thing. I have a little compartment in my new car. I plug my phone in. I hide the phone. And then I get like a display that has all my music and stuff up like where
can you text too? Is it text message screen?
You can press the button and text.
I think that's great.
And it'll read it to you.
Do you talk clear enough to like make it come out the right way?
Every once in a while. I do sound like a broken robot though. Like I'll talk. It sounds like somebody like took what I said and ran it through like three Google Translates.
My friend will just send stuff that way. So like my name is Jeff every time.
Yeah.
And I know I'm getting one of those text to talk messages.
But it's
that's funny.
You know, Siri reads everything in sort of that like flat, affectless voice. So every once in a while my like wife will be sending me like angry texts and Siri will be like, Jay, you have no respect for anyone. You hate yourself first and that infects all of your other thinking.
That's horrible.
Pick up milk on the way home. You know, it's like you just want to say Siri, like there should be something you can put it into argument mode so it'll shout at you so you at least get the sense of what's going on.
There should
be
some inflection.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, they're like just, I know Siri can't tell from context, you know, like Siri can't see me crying. So I feel like I should be able to tell Siri like, hey, shit's getting real a little bit. So just turn it up. So I feel like we're having a conversation.
Teary emoji.
All caps or have emojis. That's right.
Can you do an all caps text voice?
No, I don't think so.
But it should yell if it is.
So I probably have this in the red Jeep.
If you have CarPlay, if you plug it in.
You can't even hook up your Bluetooth.
No. Wasn't that annoying? How many times has that?
I like how it's the car's fault. Like
totally blaming the car. I couldn't. It just drops. I don't get it. I don't know how to reset it.
I go a step further and blame Henry Ford, not just the car, but the inventor
of
mass
cars.
The inventor of the car. That jerk.
I think I need a class. And here's the problem: I'm my own worst enemy, as has come up before. When I bought the car, the sales guy's like, "Hey, why don't I help you?" And I'll walk you through it. I'm like,
I did the same thing.
I'm an honorary millennial. I'll do it.
I gotta be somewhere.
Same thing.
Right?
And now I can't use it. 3 seconds.
I sat down.
It would have literally taken like 2 minutes and I would have that heads up thing.
And you never would have had to know how to do it.
Right.
You would have just done it for you.
Just done it for me. And now
I
can't do it.
That salesman, I did the same thing. I was like, no, I'm fine. And they did the same thing that like when you get a rental car and you don't get the insurance and they give you that like Regis Philbin on Millionaire. Are you sure you don't want the insurance? Like, what if something happens? And you're like, maybe I do want the insurance. And then I'm like, no, I don't want the insurance. And he was like, do you want me to run through it with you? And I'm like, no, I'll figure it out. It's a car. I mean, how hard can it be? And he was like, are you sure? And I was like, you know, maybe I'm not sure. I don't know. And I was like, no, I'm sure. Get out.
Should I not be sure?
Yeah. And then I found out neat stuff. Like I can change the interior color of my car.
Really?
Like the lights, I can change them from whatever color I want it to be.
Color or dimness?
No, color.
No, it's the color. Mine does that too.
Yours does that too? What do you have, Jillian?
A little Audi.
Yeah. Oh, fancy.
I could tell. I say I want
our fancy guest today.
Whoa.
I want the Audi.
I feel like there's a little graft going on in the police department there. Yeah, you guys are doing a lot of drug seizures over there. Actually, come see my new yacht. It's like, wait a second. You're a civil servant. How'd that happen?
It is like a boating area.
Huh.
It's a little one.
I don't have that. Well, the Jeep, though, I have a stick shift. So,
yeah.
Wait, so but what color do you go with?
Inside color.
Inside color?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So I do.
Is it mood bait, like a mood ring?
Yeah, so it's deep black. I had a mood ring catch fire the other day. Is that a bad thing? I don't know. No, it's blue when it's me, but when my daughter's in the car, I set it to pink because that delights her. She gets delighted by pink interior.
Jillian, we're running out of time, but I think the next one, we'll have you in studio and we do need to talk about, maybe we'll do South Park, like one particular episode.
No, here's the thing. You guys, I'm going to say this. You guys
you're
are
mad. You're disappointed that none of us liked it.
Do you feel like we're not giving it a chance?
I'm sorry.
I think that Rick and Morty has very much the same problem I do, which is the outside appearance of Rick and Morty goes a long way to making you want to take a wide berth around it. But once you get talking to it, there's something there. There's a core there. You just got to give it a little bit of time. It's a great show. There's a reason why so many people like it. It's dumb. It's ugly. It's rotten and disgusting, but it's also the smartest thing going on TV. It's wonderful. So give it another shot. This is my endorsement.
So I need an episode.
Why don't we make him watch like Kids in the Hall or something?
I love Kids in the Hall. I read the Kids in the Hall. I read the Kids in the Hall book. I met David, Foley. I met David Foley and annoyed him for hours as I spoke to him about my favorite Kids in the Hall sketches. I love Kevin McDonald. I love Scott Foley, Dave. What's Dave? What's his name?
You got me. I don't know.
I love Kids in the Hall. Is great.
See, Jillian, this is what happens on the podcast. We'll say one thing and we'll feel great. Like we just threw something out there with like one piece of information. And then you find out Jay like wrote the book on it. Dude, and he'll come back with 35 other, and you're like, okay, I'm kind of done with that.
I just oral wanted to mention Kids in the Hall. That's all. You remember they had the contest? They had a great contest in the third season. It was Touch Paul Bellini. It was one of the writers named Paul Bellini. The contest was he was in a towel, and you signed up for the contest, and you got to fly out to Canada, Toronto, and you just touched Paul Bellini. That was the contest. It was brilliant. That's the kind of anti-humor I think that you could actually draw a direct line from Kids in the Hall to Rick and Morty.
So now that I have become, in Jessica's words, a Who loser, because I have Hulu.
Who loser?
Do I have to emphasize it? Is that it? So I can now watch any Rick and Morty episode. So give me an episode that's going to get me back into it.
Rick.
Because the chronological watching, I got through 1.5 and my brain just turned off.
The Rick Lantis mix-up, episode 7 of season 3.
Like, do you have to go back and Google the meaning? Like, you Google the meaning of a song? Do you have to Google the meaning of the episode to really understand what you watched?
So I do think that there is, at the heart of it, a conversation between nihilism and existentialism. I think that that's what's the heart. And I think Dan Harmon's stuff in general is that conversation. In a world that we know is meaningless, how do you extract meaning? If you live in a world that is empty, how do you fulfill yourself?
I think that's God, no wonder why you're on Will Putrin.
Yeah, but that's the conversation that it's having. But you don't need that. You can just watch it as a funny show.
That's what I'm saying, is I feel like you can't.
See, that's exactly because I, with the news from 3:30 in the morning until sometimes 6 at night, I'm full of news and controversy and all these other things. When I'm done, I want to watch Family Guy because it is absolute stupid humor.
See, but I think Family Guy has a greater embrace of nihilism than Rick and Morty. Family Guy lives in a world without consequences, right? And it's a dark humor that is consequence-free without any awareness of that lack of consequence. So there's an embrace of nihilism in Family Guy that is deeper than in Rick and Morty, where they go, we live in a meaningless world, but we want to find meaning in it.
Jillian, I hope you were taking notes.
Podcast.
Yeah, but Jillian, you need to take notes because the next podcast is the quiz.
By the way, can you believe I never got laid in college? I feel like you can believe it.
I'm sorry. All right, yes. Jillian. Hey, what's your Twitter handle?
You know what? You're going to laugh at me. I don't even know. That's how not often I am on Twitter.
Jessica, I feel like the non-Twitter people are they're now equal numbers.
Yeah, there's a divide. There's a difference.
Yeah, because I'm a Twitter person. I feel like it's the old Dr. Seuss sneeches with stars and without.
Enough for it, so I never really went for it.
Got it.
I'll get on it.
Did you get a check mark?
On what?
On Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I have a check
mark. That's what she's saying. She's jealous of your check mark.
Oh, I didn't understand that. You know why? Because I'm still in like class lecture mode.
You know,
from Jay. So I'm thinking checkmark is like I turned in my work on time. That's what I was thinking.
The sad part is I don't use Twitter, but I still have a checkmark.
You are certified. Yeah. It is sad.
And on Facebook.
It's upsetting.
A lot of my friends don't tweet anything, but they will follow all the celebrities and just check out everyone's news.
Yeah,
and
we
stuff
want to find out what's going on with the Kardashians.
Right.
Yeah,
the problem
exactly.
Is Jay doesn't tweet.
Exactly. I wish Jay watched the Kardashians and could talk about them at the level he talks about this other crap.
Or you want to talk nihilism.
You know what?
Holy shit.
It's not a bad idea to Kardashian. Do a Kardashian. What's the latest ridiculous show that just by knowing me, you'd know I'd hate? Like some Real Housewives.
Rachel Maddow?
I don't hate Rachel Maddow. I don't agree with her.
Jake Tapper?
My mother's a huge Rachel Maddow fan. She will text me sometimes when I'm on the air.
She
Billy, you know, Rachel said it a little better than that.
I like
right?
fake porn lesbians, but Rachel Maddow is my favorite real lesbian. Like, I'm like attracted to her in a weird way.
Are you? Is it the hair? Is it short hair? Or is it the intellect? Something.
I feel like it's the intellect. I feel like I would.
Because
like,
she's clearly smart.
Yeah. It, you know what it is?
A little angry. I think you like that.
I think, you know what it
right,
is?
Right, that edge?
I feel like she would be very eloquent in telling me how I didn't satisfy her. I think she'd be very like, here's a lot. Let me give you a 9-point reason right. that's going to start with a story about a little old man making donuts.
There'd probably be a PowerPoint, don't you think?
Oh, like, yeah.
There'd be something on the screen.
I think her producer would have like some B-roll that she would roll through. Like,
your disappointing performance.
Yeah, here's why you were bad.
I could see that.
Here's what would make you better if you were into Birkenstocks and softball, why I would enjoy your sexual experience better with you.
Oh, my God. Poor boy.
And on that note, all right, Jillian, thank you so much for joining us.
Isn't that awkward?
All right, so hey, I'm gonna see you. When this episode comes out?
A week from Wednesday.
A week from Wednesday,
which would be the day after Halloween, Hall Saints.
So you have plenty of time to find a new job.
November 1st, yeah. Right?
When your boss listens to this.
And then I will see you then on November 2nd. I'm gonna come and I'm gonna go MC this event. They're doing a comedy night for the cops. And the Girl Scouts.
Oh, very nice.
On Aww. Thursday. So
it's going to be great. You should all come.
Yay.
Thank you, Jillian.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And I will see you on the 2nd and the 17th.
I'll see you both times. Awesome.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Have a good weekend. Bye. All right. So thank you for listening. Remember, if you downloaded this on NJ1015.com, that's great. Please subscribe and rate. Subscribe, rate, comment, rate, subscribe. Thank you. See you next time.